that your first private plane ride?
Oh, yeah. I never done that before.
How was that?
Oh, unreal.
This whole thing's been unreal, probably.
Oh, it's all unreal. The amount of leg room in the airplane, that's unreal. I've been flying Southwest my whole life.
You need to buckle your seatbelt, by the way. I mean, you're a first-round pick, and I'm driving you around. You know, I like working for the Jaguars, so please.
I got faith in your ability.
Yeah, that's nice of you, but buckle it.
Thanks. Yeah. Last night, Gus and Dave told us that we pretty much wowed him in the combine interview, and then he kind of took over the room a couple of times, you know, when you saw him.
Yeah.
Is that accurate, I guess? I mean, was that kind of your plan going into there?
I mean, it was me being me and me trying to, you know, get across of, you know, this is who I am and this is what I'm about.
And before we go to break, Bortles,
do you think
you didn't chicken out at the combine? You went through and did everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That really amazed me. A lot of guys didn't want to go out there and do all this stuff.
I don't know why you wouldn't. Jobs to throw the football. Why would you not take an opportunity to do that in front of everybody? I mean, people talk about, you know, it's, I don't know these receivers. They're going to run the route. If it's a curl, they're going to run 12 yards and they're going to come back to 10. They're going to catch the ball between the cones, throw between the cones.
They told me you drove up for your interview up here.
Yeah. I had to drive my roommate's car because mom wouldn't have made it.
What are you driving?
I got an 05 F-150, but it's got some issues right now, so.
Like what? What's wrong with it?
Like anytime I go over